Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Riggs and Ali. Riggs and Ali. Weekday mornings. And always on demand with the Odyssey app or at 1037kissfm.com.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ali.
So, you know, Tiger Woods, he's been recovering from that car accident that he got into.
Yeah.
And so the U.S. Open knows that he can't play. He's still recovering, going to physical therapy because of his injuries.
Yeah.
This all happened in February, if you're wondering, if you can't remember.
Was it that long ago?
Yeah, which is long ago, but not that long.
I mean, yeah, it is, but
June,
it isn't.
But it was only a few months ago.
Yeah.
So when people mention January, I feel like it was a year ago. But February, I'm like, oh, yeah, a few months ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, they offered him a chance to come to the U.S. Open, Tiger Woods, and just do commentary and work because he can't golf. But he turned it down. He had zero interest in coming. But they said, the U.S. Open even said, quote, he didn't want to do it. I totally understand his situation. There's a lot going on in his world right now.
Yeah.
And there's a part of Tiger that doesn't want to become this. I don't want to, for a lack of better word, become a sideshow at an event where we should be concentrating on what's happening. So, one, he's in recovery from the car accident. Two, he will be the sideshow at the U.S. Open if he doesn't commentary.
He doesn't want to distract from the other players, and everybody's like, oh, Tiger Woods. They'll be talking about him doing the commentary.
Right.
Or maybe he's surrendering being a player by doing that.
Well,
once you start doing the commentary stuff, you're not playing anymore. You're now a commentator. You've kind of retired.
Well, and the U.S. Open wants him there for money. Let's be real.
Of course.
Money. And his health is more important than money.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the day is what he knows. It's like, no, I'm not going to. You want me to come to promote you, but at the end of the day, I'm in recovery. Leave me alone is what I would be like, you know?
So
the U.S. Open's being understanding, but they offered him a commentary role. He said, no, thanks.
All right.
There you go.
All right. I need your ears. Okay. I want to know what you genuinely hear before I tell you what people think they hear when they hear this crowd chanting.
Okay.
It's just like a crowd at a sporting event chanting something.
You shouldn't have told me what it was first.
Well, I had to tell you what it is.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not going to tell you what they're saying, if anything.
Oh, got it. I thought I would. Okay, go on.
So just listen to it, all right? You ready? Because this is like blighting up the internet on TikTok and places.
Okay.
People are like, what are they saying?
That is embarrassing! That is embarrassing! That is embarrassing! That is embarrassing!
Is it a different... What country are they in?
They're from the UK.
I was going to say, I hear an accent.
Yeah,
that's
British.
Why I'm trying to understand what they're saying. Let me hear it
again.
It's
a British soccer team.
That is embarrassing! That is embarrassing! That is embarrassing! That is embarrassing!
Now, the video I've seen of it...
I hear lattes and bar stools.
Lattes and bar stools.
Lattes and bar stools. What?
That's not on the list.
I don't even know what they're saying. I have no clue.
Because on the TikTok video, there's of... You know how they can put text on a screen of all different things that people are hearing? So it's either what you read is what you hear. So it's either like what you just said. What did you just say?
What did I say? Play it again.
Lattes and bar stools. Lattes and bar stools.
Lattes and bar stools.
There's no bar stool, but I hear lattes when they say the first word.
So Bart Simpson bouncing, rotating pirate ship. Do you hear one of those?
That's
embarrassing. Lattes and bar stools.
No.
That is embarrassing.
Wait, stop. Okay, wait, what are they saying? And then I got to hear it again.
That isn't my receipt. Lobsters in Motion? This is what people think they're hearing.
Oh, this is what people think they're hearing.
Because it's depending on what you read on the screen. I probably shouldn't have done this on the radio.
It's a soccer game.
Right. This is guys at a soccer game. So
that's why I just need to hear it over and over because yeah. I got to hear the audio.
That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing.
I still hear lattes. I don't know what else they're saying. Lattes and something.
What they're saying is they're chanting, that is embarrassing.
Okay, now
so
play
in
it
a
back.
Soccer
okay,
team,
now
like at
I
the end. That is embarrassing.
You see,
it's the accent.
You don't hear it until you told me.
The accent
now
throws you off.
Now I hear it 100%. Now they're saying that is embarrassing.
Yes, but
okay,
knowing,
now I hear it.
Because now none of these other things make sense. I'm chasing Martian, baptism, piracy. That isn't mercy. None of those make sense. None of this makes sense.
That saying, is embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
The accent.
That is embarrassing.
I just picture a bunch of drunk British guys after a soccer game just chanting that.
That is embarrassing.
They're all drunk and they're all very good looking. It's well, like a bunch of David Beckhams.
I heard when they said that, I heard latte. And they said embarrassing, I heard barstool, okay?
I still hear Bart Simpson bouncing.
Now that I know it's embarrassing.
You can't unhear it.
I hear embarrassed. That is embarrassing.
Now you can't unhear it. So when you see that on TikTok, you'll know, oh, they're saying that's
now
embarrassing and move on with your life.
All right.
Or keep scrolling TikTok like for 45
I was on
more
TikTok
minutes.
TikTok this morning for no
I know,
good reason
I know.
Whatsoever.
Oh boy. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Mm. Win $1,000 at 7:05 this morning, less than 10 minutes away.
That's right.
Maybe use that $1,000 to go buy some Bucks playoff tickets.
Hey-o!
Sunday there will be another game 4, because last night the Bucks pulled it off. It was back and forth the entire game. It was like tied in the fourth quarter. Then the Bucks were up by one with 16 seconds left, and this happens.
16 seconds remaining. And deciding not to call a timeout. Holiday spin move gets inside. Layup! It's good!
They got a layup. The Bucks went up by one. It was crazy. The crowd went bananas. It was awesome. It was awesome. Jrue Holiday had the layup.
Oh, I'm so sad.
And then Chris Middleton sunk his free throws.
Ah!
It was amazing.
I was at a store with one of my girlfriends, which I'm going to get into later on the show.
Yeah.
And it was on TV in the store. Yeah. And she goes, I can't believe you're not at this game. I go, yeah, okay. I just have Bucks playoffs tickets in my
right.
back pocket. I go, why do people think we have the best lives ever? We don't.
Hey, newsflash. I want to go see Green Day later this year at Summerfest. I bought my own tickets to see Green Day because I'm pretty sure I can't get free ones. It's not all sunshine and rainbows when you work in radio.
Right? They think it is, though.
They do, yeah. But the Bucks won last night. They are down 2-1. Seven-game series, so Bucks and six. See if they can pull it off.
That's fantastic.
Game number 4 is on Sunday, if you're wondering, all right? It's 103.7 KISS FM. $1,000 KISS keyword happens at 7:05.
Hey.
Hi.
Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
What was that? You clearing your throat?
Oh my God, I thought my microphone was turned down. I'm so sorry.
Your microphone was not turned down. You were like,
I thought I had it turned down.
No, you didn't. And we all heard you doing that in the middle of the dirt open. Thank you, Riggs. You weirdo. All right.
That's genuine mistake. I'm sorry.
So, Ben Affleck, guess who he was spotted spending quality time with at a casino?
Mark Anthony.
Nope.
Okay.
Somebody very close to J-Lo. J-Lo's mom!
Her mom!
Okay, wait. There are so many things you probably either forgot or didn't know about Ben Affleck. One, did you know or remember that he was banned from the Hard Rock in Vegas because he was counting cards? He's a big gambler.
I forgot about that.
That was years ago. We all forgot about that.
Yeah.
He was banned for counting cards.
God, that's right.
Jennifer Lopez has described her mom as a huge gambler. Her mom won $2 million at a casino.
What?
But remember, her mom's got the money to put in to win the $2 million back.
Yeah.
But Jennifer Lopez has said her mom is obsessed with gambling. So the two of them were spotted hanging out in a casino. No Jennifer Lopez. It was Ben Affleck and Guadalupe Rodriguez, who is Jennifer Lopez's... Wait a second. Oh, he's 48. I'm like, Jennifer Lopez's mom isn't 48?
No.
That doesn't make... Jennifer Lopez is 50. I was reading that crazy. Yeah. Anyway, the two of them were hanging out. He's filming some movie that must involve a casino, which isn't a surprise. It sounds like a Ben Affleck movie in a casino. He's directing it. He's filming it. And I don't know if Jennifer Lopez's mom is in the movie, but she was talking to them in between takes and, you know, excitedly throwing her arms around. So what the connection is, if she's in the movie or not, but either way, she was Jennifer Lopez's mom, and Ben Affleck have this gambling bond, if you haven't noticed. So he's in. He's in.
Of course,
I mean,
he is.
Hello. He's hanging out with her mom and not her.
When you get the swagra, you're good to go. Swagra is mother-in-law in Spanish, by the way.
The mother-in-law loves him, apparently. So there we go. I was feeling very insecure, right, to doing this because I've never done this before. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know anything about the store. I'd never been to the store.
So where were you?
Well, I told you I went golfing a few weeks back.
Oh, yeah.
With my girl and some of the girls. And I just have the few times I've gone golfing, back in the day, if you had said, do you want to go golfing? I'd go, boring. Like, no, thank you. It's not an alley thing to go golfing.
Yeah.
But then I started trying it and I love it. I never in a million years would have thought I liked
golfing. It's not
bad,
right?
I mean, it's a lot of fun. It's social.
Yeah.
It's social.
It gets you outdoors.
It gets you outdoors. It's more social. It's a social sport, like bowling and all these other sports where you're still doing something technical and trying to win, yet you're with friends.
And you're kind of competing against yourself a little bit.
100%. Yeah.
Because, I mean, you're trying to get the lowest score.
Yeah. So. Well, I don't have any clubs.
You don't?
I don't have any shoes. No.
What'd you do last time? You rented clubs?
No. I used my friends.
Oh, you did?
I showed up to this nice country club that they're members at, and I used her clubs. I'm like, I'm such an amateur, man.
Did they look down their nose at you when you did that?
No,
do you need to rent clubs, man?
Oh, ma'am, you don't even have your own clubs, amateur.
So we'll let it pass this time.
I got to get some, and I'm really tall, so I wanted to get some that were more fitted for me because of my height. And so I met my girlfriend at Golf Galaxy last night. I didn't even know where to go, Riggs.
Golf Galaxy is so cool.
I've never been in there in my life. And so I'm like, where do we even go for this? She's like, just meet me at Golf Galaxy. I'm like, done.
Which one did you go to?
Brookfield. Is there another one?
Yeah, there's another one over by Southridge. It's next to the Dicks. There's balls inside of Dicks.
You know how you say, I say diarrhea and you laugh?
Uh-huh.
Why does Dicks make me laugh? I don't know why. Okay, so anyway, it's a Friday. I'm going on vacation. I'm in the effing mood. That's why I got the giggles today. Okay, so and we go to Golf Galaxy, but I was so insecure. And then you have to go up and you can you practice. They have an indoor golf range, which I've never been in there. It's gigantic. I'm like, whoa!
You can try out all the clubs in there. It's crazy cool.
Well, I was really happy a female was helping us. I don't know why I would have been even more embarrassed with a man. But the girl, I was like, hey girl, what's up? She's like, can I help you? I'm like, yes.
Yes, please.
I am an amateur. I've only played golf a few times and I need some golf clubs. She goes, first set or new set? I go, first set.
Oh.
First set ever.
Yeah.
You know? And so she's like, okay. So I went over. I didn't even know. She's like, try this one. And this is the driver. Okay, whatever you say. You know, I know nothing about these clubs. Sure,
right.
It's the putter. Whatever you say.
You need a driver, probably a 3-wood.
Whatever you say.
You'll need some irons, probably a 3-iron,
sure,
a 5-iron,
sure. Great,
7-iron, a pitching wedge, and a putter. You could get away with 7 clubs.
Well,
how many did you buy?
I was fine just buying a set that was already made.
Yeah.
And then they said, if you need to get an extension, meaning if you need to make it longer, we can do that. So again, I'm so insecure because I don't know what any of this means. I don't know what this costs. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
They can elongate the shaft for you.
Stop.
What?
So I bought a set that was made, but here's what's funny. I go up and they go, well, do you want a girl's or a guy's set? I said, well, I'm 6 feet tall. Like, I don't have a problem using a man's set. I buy guy's tennis shoes half the time because my feet are so big.
Yeah.
Using men's things doesn't even faze me. Okay?
I don't understand the difference between men's and women's golf clubs.
They were heavier. That was the first
thing. The men's were heavier?
Yes. And they said that the female, they were trying to explain, well, they were explaining it to me, but you know me, I'm 5 and I have ADHD, so I'm like kind of listening. But they were saying if I shoot aggressively, like if I hit the ball really hard, which I do, even my friend is like, old ladies play this game. Don't hit the ball so hard.
You got to let the club do the work.
I'm so aggressive.
Yeah.
They're like, so if you hit that thing hard, the really light club's going to screw you, you know? So I was like, oh, okay. So I went with the the men's, it's called like a senior something. I was like, really? Senior has to be in the damn name of the golf clubs? Really?
You're a senior millennial. Really? That's okay. I am too.
I was pissed. I was like, senior? Come on. So I had to order them because they didn't have them in the store. And she even said, you can go over to Dick's and get it.
Dick's has them.
I said, no. Are those two connected?
I think so. They have to be.
Golf Galaxy and Dick's are owned same people. I didn't know that.
When they opened the one in Southridge, I thought there were two separate stores. Then I walked into Golf Galaxy,
connected.
And it's the same store. It's all together. They have to be owned by the same company.
Okay.
Gotta be. But that's the first time you've bought golf clubs.
First time ever, and it's a new thing for me. I was feeling insecure because, you know, I don't know anything about the sport. I feel stupid, but I hit the ball a bunch of times. I hit it about 12 times. I missed it, and then finally I started hitting it, and it was going well.
There you go.
And I got my clubs. They'll be here next week. I had to order them. So they're coming.
She goes,
do you need them this weekend? I go, no.
No.
I don't have any golf plans this weekend. I'm not that serious yet.
Gonna be a little country club links gal.
A little country club gal.
Look at you.
Find myself a nice hot guy on the golf course. Hey.
You'll find one. Wear a polo shirt.
Me in a polo. It just sounds funny, right? So I want to know, is there something you did for the first time ever that was scary or intimidating? It doesn't have to be a hobby. It could be anything.
Yeah, probably the first time when we bought our house, honestly, was intimidating.
That's scary.
Super intimidating. Because
a perfect example of you don't know what the hell you're doing.
No idea. Yeah, I know. Right. You're going in, you're looking around. This looks nice. I guess we can buy this. And then it's like, well, there's so many steps you have to think about afterwards. And then a 30-year mortgage, 30 years of my life?
You didn't flinch when you got married, though. You're
right?
Like, but a house? Oh, no.
Let's seeing it written down every single year. Like, this is the payment. This is how much you're going to pay in March of 2035. It's like, Jesus, this is intense.
I have owned a house for, 7 years, and I owned one before with my ex-husband. I still don't understand some of the house stuff.
Either.
I still get confused about stuff. So I'm with you on that.
So what did you buy for the first time that you were just completely out of your league?
You're like, I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know why
I'm here.
414-799-1037. But it wound up being okay.
Yeah. Now you have a house. It's great.
And now you have golf clubs.
And now I have golf clubs.
Now I need a polo shirt and a sweater to tie around your neck. Sometimes it can be intimidating to buy something you've never bought before, like golf clubs for Allie.
I was so lost.
Right? I remember the first time I bought a grill. I had to buy one for my house. I was like, what kind of grill do I buy?
I have no idea.
I don't even know where to start. I've always used someone else's grill, or there's just been one around.
But to have
one for your own, I was like, is a gas one? Four burner?
Right.
Three burner? What does that mean?
Is it gonna buy an expensive one or a cheap one?
Is it going to cook the meat? That's all I care about.
Let's go to Katie in Glendale.
Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
What were you intimidated to buy for the first time?
I was intimidated to do my wedding registry.
Ah, yes. This is a tough one because a lot of times you just want money.
Yeah.
And you got to go register for all this crap you don't want. But what was intimidating about it for you?
Yeah.
Well, so, I mean, I got married at 23, and my husband was 25 at the time, so we were still just using our old crap from college.
Right, for sure.
That, like, when our parents were talking to us about registering for stuff, they're like, you need china.
Oh, I hate it when they suggest that.
And all of that. Like, who even uses that stuff right now?
Nobody uses china anymore except our grandparents.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm like, I'm not going to get nice china and just have it sit in a cabinet when I could just get money instead.
And that doesn't change as you get older.
Yeah.
It's not like you become 40 and decide you need a china set. It never becomes a thing anymore. So go on.
Isn't it kind of cool doing a registry though? Because you're just making a wish list. Like,
well, it's things fun.
Yeah,
but
it was great. I was like, I don't know what any of this kitchen stuff is, but if I'm getting it for free, I'll take it. You know?
Yeah, right?
You're in like a plethora of stuff and you're like, what do I need?
A vegetable steamer? Sure.
I don't know, maybe.
I'll try one. Maybe.
Yeah, I'm like, I've figured it out without one in the past, but I guess I'd need one now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for calling this morning.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have a good one.
Mike is in Hartford. It's our guy. He didn't want to go on the air. I said, too bad. Yours is too good.
Too bad, Mike. What were you intimidated to buy for the first time?
He had two good ones.
What was it?
So the first one I didn't actually buy. First one intimidating, having a kid.
Well, you made it. You made one.
Yeah, we made it. But like, and she's happy and everything, but it was just intimidating.
Scary as hell.
Coming home from the hospital and you're like, we got to take care of this.
How do you think the woman feels knowing it's in her body? For 9 months. Like, men can pretend it's not happening until gets here. We are freaking out the whole time, man.
I know some men that still pretend it isn't there once the baby's.
They still pretend it
hasn't happened.
That's true, Riggs.
And then the other one that was intimidating was was actually learning how to drive stick shift in a semi-truck.
Oh!
The first time I had ever driven stick shift, period.
Because aren't those like, how many speeds are in those things?
The one I learned in was 10 speeds.
See, 10.
Dude. 18.
You're telling me you never drove a stick in your life and you get in a semi and they're like, go ahead, show us what you got?
Yep,
I'd be freaking out.
Said, the way they train kids, the way they train people in school is a lot different than how a driver will drive now.
Yeah.
You learn ways, but yeah, they threw me in a truck and they're like, here you go. And I could barely get it through the gears going up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to 10. And then you had to learn how to downshift and get the RPMs in sync and everything. And
oh
I'm sure
God.
If any truck drivers are listening,
they know.
They probably are like,
I
oh, yeah,
quit.
That was pain in the pain in the rear.
I would have totally quit. Mike, I don't know if we've ever asked you this, so you don't have to answer it. What do you deliver when you drive?
I deliver all sorts of
drugs,
things.
Drugs,
today
stop.
Today I'm delivering steel. A lot of times it's steel delivery.
I was just curious,
but heavy
I move
stuff.
A lot of parts.
Okay.
A lot of parts for customers, you know, manufactured parts.
We've never
Our
asked Mike what he delivers. We know he's a truck driver. I've never once, I feel like such a jerk. I've never even asked what you deliver.
Oh, you're fine.
I just assumed it was.
We deliver all sorts of things. My company does a lot of oversized stuff.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not in that realm of it equipment-wise, but I will do oversized, you know, steel and wood, stuff like that. But
okay.
We're just kind of a jack-of-all-trades company.
That's
we do whatever,
cool.
Nice.
Whatever they need, we move.
The first time you were driving an 18-speed semi-tractor trailer.
Learn how to drive a stick today. No thank you.
No thanks.
Yep.
No thanks at all.
Damn.
No. Mike, thanks for calling this morning.
Those
we always appreciate calling in.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
He's going to say yes. People texted in the word to our main line. I'm like, no, you have to text it to 72881.
Yes.
There you go.
Different number
for
the cash.
Sorry for the confusion.
Different number for the cash.
There it is. All right, so Tiger Woods, they asked him, because, you know, he's still in recovery from that car accident he got to in February. He's still doing physical therapy with his leg injury. And so the U.S. Open is about to happen, which he's a huge moneymaker for golf. Let's be real. He is the moneymaker.
Yeah.
And they asked him if he wanted to come take a TV role at the U.S. Open and be a broadcaster and, you know, be one of the guys who is broadcasts about the golfing.
Oh, kind of like what Tony Romo does for football, like
exactly.
the sideline commentary.
Yes, a sideline guy. And he said, no, absolutely not. So they said that he didn't want to do it. He has a lot going on right now, and he also doesn't want to become this. And I'm assuming, meaning he doesn't want to leave the sport to become a commentator. He's afraid that will happen if he starts doing commentating. So we'll see what happens, but he is definitely not going to be one of the broadcasters at the
for
US
the U.S. Open.
He said no.
He's working on himself.
Well, and you have to decide. I mean, just because he plays golf doesn't necessarily mean someone wants to be a commentator.
Right.
You like the sport. I get some of these guys who their career ends. They don't know what to do. It seems like an easy next step. Tiger may have zero interest in doing that because when he retires, he's good, you know?
He doesn't need that.
He doesn't need to do the broadcasting unless he's bored.
He's got the accolades. He's had the ups. He's had
got
the downs.
The money.
He's had it all.
Yeah. So
he doesn't need that side gig.
Do it for fun or don't do it at all. That's what I say.
Yeah. Wash, a relatively easy word to spell.
Yeah, very easy.
Super easy. But there's some words that you have to Google. That I'd have to Google.
There's words I cannot spell if the autocorrect doesn't come up for me on my texting. Like, or anything.
1,000%. What is your word?
Definitely.
That's
definitely. No matter how many times I try, I get the I's and the E's and the I definitely cannot spell definitely
not
without an autocorrect in front of me. I don't know what it is about that word, and it pisses me off because I don't know much about science, but English I like to pride myself on. Sometimes I'm like, I can't even spell definitely.
I am embarrassed that I cannot spell embarrassed. I always wonder if there's two R's.
Oh.
B-A-R.
Or two S's.
R-A-S-S-E-B-A-R. Are there two R's or the two S's? I don't know. There might be two R's and two S's, but I always have to Google it.
I have to start typing the word until it shows me how many R's and how many S's there are and embarrassed.
Well, they did a little survey on Google as far as which states Google what's words to spell.
Uh-huh.
So it goes, how do you spell? And then what comes next? In Wisconsin? quiet. People can't spell the word quiet in our state.
Stop it.
And it's embarrassing.
I'm almost
right?
embarrassed by that
too.
One. I get some words, but quiet, we don't.
Nope.
Q-U, what do they mix up, the I and the E? What do you mix up?
I don't know what you mix up.
Because the Q almost always has a U after it, right?
Yes.
Like, that's one of those things.
Yes, they always go
always,
together.
But they go together. So then Q-U, are they, what are they do? How do you know how to, do you spell quite? What
Q-U-E-
do they spell?
I don't know. But the Google, people in Wisconsin,
quiet.
The number one thing they Google for spelling is how do you spell quiet?
I'm the loudest person around. I know how to spell quiet.
I know. It's not even a confusing one, like
no.
ceiling or wiener.
Right.
Or, you know, something like that, where you're like, is it the I and the E or the
well,
E and the I?
And my sister always taught me, the teacher, I before E, except after C. Haven't you ever heard those?
Unless in nervous or sort of way is different, W-E-I-G-H. There's exceptions.
Yes.
I don't know what they are.
It's I after E, except before C, and then the exception part. I can't remember.
Except
the rest
after
of
something, because something in way. I don't remember.
I don't know. But quiet is the word Wisconsin
yeah.
can't.
We have
okay.
issues.
Now I'm embarrassed.
What are the words that you have trouble spelling just all the damn
Somebody
time?
Somebody said vacuum. It must be the two U's.
Yeah. Vacuum.
Vacuum is hard for me. Somebody texted in at 414-799-1037.
You can call that number too. What are the words that you always struggle with? You always have to either rely on autocorrect or just Google how the hell to spell them.
And then the person that texted in and said, Allie, just remember, def in it ally. It's the ally. The E-L-Y doesn't go. If you broke it down, def, D-E-F.
Uh-huh.
N-I-N, it.
It
doesn't, you have to look at it to understand. I get what they're saying, but I'll still screw it up. Definitely. I need to be ully.
D-E-F-I-N-I-T-E-L-Y. Definitely.
People always say quit for quiet. Is that what they're saying? They forget the E at the end?
Do they? They're not that
Somebody else said people always use quite instead of quiet. I see it all the time.
And embarrass is E-M-B-A-R-R-A-S-S-E-D. Mm-hmm.
Oh, here's another good one that I can't spell. Maintenance. I have had to write that I'm in maintenance with my weight loss.
Uh-huh.
No matter how many times I write it, I gotta look it up.
You gotta look at it twice, two or three times.
I can't.
It's all right.
I need the help.
What do you struggle with to spell? 414-799-1037. We'll talk to you next. Hold on, a kiss. What do you struggle to spell? 414-799-1037. Did somebody text in the one? The I before E? Because
somebody did. I wanted to thank them for texting that in because I couldn't remember how the saying went. It's
yes.
I before E, except after C, or in neighbor or way when it sounds like an A.
Somebody texted me a picture of a shirt that says I before E, except when your foreign neighbor Keith receives 8 counterfeit beige sleighs from feisty caffeinated weightlifters. And all of those words have an E before an I.
So I'd have to see that written out for that to click in my head what you just read. That didn't make any sense.
It didn't help.
It's one of those things I need to see written down.
You do.
And by the way, to the person who texted in and said they can't spell Renaissance, none of us can.
Nobody can. It's like trying to spell
not alone.
Renaissance and medieval. I can never spell medieval. M-E-D-I.
Yes.
Okay. 414-799-1037.
We got Sherry in Economowoc.
Hi, Sherry. What
hey,
you,
girl.
Good morning.
What do you struggle to spell all the time?
Oh my gosh, there's two words. I'm 37 years old and
okay.
I still cannot spell restaurant.
Restaurant.
Or business. It's business too. I am a business owner, which makes it even sadder.
Oh, go on.
I cannot spell business for the life of me.
What do you own, Sherry? We'll give you a shout
yeah,
out.
Yeah, what's your business?
I work at a salon in Oconomowoc at the Hair District.
Okay.
Nice.
All right. We'll give you a shout out. So you own a business and you can't spell business.
How would you
the irony.
Yes, I've given up. When I text my clients and say, thanks for supporting my business,
Does it come up busyness? Does it come up busyness?
I think so, but I've given up that in restaurant. I cannot spell those words. I mess
restaurant,
up every time.
She said?
Restaurant, yeah.
Ah, it's the A and the U.
Mm-hmm.
The A and the U that screw people in restaurant.
It's all right. Well, thank you for calling this morning.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. We appreciate you listening. Business.
Kendra is on too.
Hi, Kendra. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you always struggle to spell?
Eczema.
Eczema.
Oh, you're not alone with that one, girl. And my kid has skin issues and eczema, and I can't spell it.
Mine, too. When I tried to email the doctor, I'm like, her eczema. Oh, it's
about skin. My emailing about my son's skin this morning.
That'll work.
Do you have it like...
And I couldn't text you guys because I can't spell it.
Will autocorrect correct it for you, eczema, if you try?
I've not tried on my phone.
Okay, sometimes it'll save you. Like Allie said, sometimes you'll go to type it in and it'll turn it.
You have to have that the autocorrect turned on your phone, though.
Uh-huh.
You might not realize you could do that. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll have to look into that. I'm old.
Well, no, you're not old. I mean, I joke that I'm old, too. But yeah. You can change it to where whenever you're typing, it gives you the options right above the text, which will make sense if you saw it.
It's
written.
Just frustrating when you tell your friend to shut their ducking mouth.
Yeah.
Right.
That happens
right,
quite a
like
bit.
Like autocorrect should know I don't ever write ducking.
I would never say ducking.
Does.
What the duck? Never say that. Thanks for calling this morning.
Natasha's on three.
Hi, Natasha.
Hey. So what do you... My dog, his name is Jeb.
Jeb?
J-E-B.
Okay. Yeah.
So every time I text my mom when I'm not home, I'm like, hey, can you take Jeb out? And she says, what Jeb? I'm like, I'm talking about the dog. And
like, your phone is...
So my phone autocorrects and does Jeb or Jeff or John. So when I ask my fiance, hey, did you take the dog out? Or I said, hey, did you take John out? He goes, I didn't know. I went outside to go to the bathroom. Like, I mean, this could do this. I mean, you could.
So you just saying the dog, is he being ridiculous when he responds with that? Because
well,
he knows.
I tell him if the dog can go inside, that's fine. Because then you just go outside and then you can just sleep out there, too.
Oh, jeez.
Jeez. All right. So your dog's name. Is always...
Thank you, Natasha.
My dog's name, a lot of people they get it confused when they see it. They see Job or John. And I'm like.
Well, it's a different name. It's a cool dog name. But I would think the same thing. I'd be a little confused.
Your dog's very popular if it's confusing this many people.
This many people.
Well, everybody gets confused until I emphasize. I'm like, it's like Jeb Bush. And they're like, oh.
Oh.
I'm like, oh. Like, yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank
appreciate
you.
Listening this morning. You
Thanks
and Jeb
guys.
Have a good weekend.
Maria's on one.
Hi, Maria.
Hi.
What word do you struggle to spell all the time?
Mississippi.
Yes.
So many S's.
Yes. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. I only know that because I'm reading it. I just want you to know that.
I know that because
if I wasn't reading.
One of the first states we learned how to spell in elementary school,
no.
And it just stuck in my head for some reason.
Mm-mm.
The only reason.
My son's like, Mom, how do you spell Mississippi? And I'm like,
But if it didn't, it would be one of those words like Oconomowoc. If you don't see it and spell it enough. Oconomowoc. How the hell would you spell it if you didn't see it a lot?
O-C-O-N-O-W-M-O-C. I don't even know if I did that right.
O-C-O-N-O.
You screwed me up when you cramped my style, Riggs.
M-O-W-O-C.
It's like someone trying to count and you're counting in the background. Okay. What you just did.
1, 2, 3, 4, 15, 25. Thanks for calling this morning.
People are saying they have trouble spelling recipe and receipt.
Receipt gets me all the time.
Words. Somebody said received is another word, and even somebody said, for the life of me, I cannot spell particularly. I even have a hard time pronouncing it without planning out the sounds first.
Particularly.
Relatable. Very relatable, 100%. All these words.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So, Riggs, celebrate. Last night was the last episode of the Kardashians.
Yeah! God, that crap is over.
I was sad a little. In fact, I hated the last episode. I was pissed. It was all like memories.
No more Chloe.
And I was like, I don't want memories.
No more Kim. Sorry. I was celebrating.
No, I was at the reunions next week with Andy Cohen, which I'm actually looking forward to. The only thing they really addressed in the last episode was why Courtney and Scott aren't together, which is that he still got substance abuse problems or did or something. She said flat out, I have told him what he has to do to be with me. He has never done that. Stop asking me why we're not together. And then next week we'll find out how he feels about Travis Barker. See, I'm into that. But let's talk. So now that the show's over, the producers can talk. So the executive producer, who's a woman, she was doing an interview and they said, who loved to film the most and who loved to film the least? From watching the show, I had some guesses.
Okay.
I was wrong.
Oh, as far as who liked being filmed and who hated it?
Who do you think liked to film the least?
No idea. Probably Scott, maybe?
And Scott loved it. Scott was sad when the show ended. He even said, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life now. Kylie Jenner, you barely see her on that show.
Oh.
They would go on family trips. She wouldn't go. And then all of a sudden, she's in the last season a ton. And the producer said, yeah, she showed up in the last season all of a sudden, but she never wanted to film.
Let me squeeze this last little bit of fame out for my product line.
It feels like that.
Well,
like,
if it's going away.
Now that it's over, I want to be a part of it. So Kylie was the one who never wanted to film.
That sucks.
Who loved to film the most. I thought they were going to say Chloe because she was the saddest about the show ending.
Yeah.
I should have known it was. wasn't Chloe?
Kim, of course.
It's Kim. It's Kim. They're like, Kim loved filming the most, obviously.
Did.
So they were very honest about that. So Kylie enjoyed it the least, and Kim enjoyed it the most.
Okay.
And next week is the reunion, and then you're never, well, you're actually going to have to hear me talk about it, but you're not going to have to hear me talk about the show anymore.
Last Riggs. Night of the Kardashians. Wait, what? What? 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie.
If I got to suffer, you got to suffer. You hear me?
What am I suffering with?
Me.
Well, that's every day of my life.
Yeah, what? Whatever.
What? Oh, so there's a new calling this New Music Friday. Is this a new song that we're playing on Kiss, or is this something
facetious.
Else?
Facetious. We are not playing this on Kiss, and we better never play this on Kiss, but you're going to get a kick out of what I had to listen to. So,
am I?
I'm starting. Let me just rewind. Wednesday night, baseball night for my kids. They have games. They have games at the same time. So I had to leave with Hudson, my 7-year-old, and go to the other field. Well, one of the other moms said, hey, can you take my son so I can stay? Because we both have kids at two different fields. I said, absolutely. I will take your son with me.
Yeah.
His name is Cullen. I'll give him a little shout out.
Cullen.
He's hysterical, just like Hudson. They are two peas in a pod. Oh, they're the two that you
Hudson
want.
Hudson and Cullen.
You just want these two to be grouped up because they are the wild ones and they're funny. So Cullen says to me as we're driving the 7-minute drive from baseball field to baseball field, he said, Hudson's mommy. I said, yeah, because that's what they call you.
Yeah,
they
no,
call
Hudson's
you
mom.
Hudson's mommy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you play Beep Beep? I'm a sheep. And I go, huh? Because I'm playing Kiss FM and I'm enjoying myself. And he goes, can you play Beep Beep? I'm a sheep. So
oh, no.
I go into my, you
is
know.
Is this a kid song?
Oh, God, so no. I go into my music and
don't
I find
you do
it.
This.
And it's so bad. Okay, wait.
Is this like Baby Shark to
yeah,
another
it's
level?
Worse. If
worse?
I have to suffer through this, so do you. And
oh,
it's going to be
no.
in your head all day. It's called Beep Beep, I'm a sheep. Beep Beep, I'm a sheep. Uh-huh. Beep, beep, I'm a sheep.
You know what? It's actually not bad. Beep, beep.
Listen to this.
Now,
listen to this.
You might be wondering, how exactly does one beep, beep like a sheep?
Ow!
Take it away, Gabe.
Throw your hands up, then point them to the floor.
Oh!
Here's what to do, now get down on all fours.
Get down on all fours? Is this a dance to it as well?
I guess. I don't know.
Beep, beep,
yeah,
like I'm a sheep.
See? Now it's going to be in your head all
that's
day.
That's actually not bad. That's better than Baby Shark doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Right
way
now.
Better.
Right now it's better.
Yes.
But driving down the, and I'm watching in the back seat, Cullen's singing because he knows it. Now Hudson is singing because it's catchy.
Yeah.
And I'm driving all the way down the road like, is this car right over?
Yeah.
Is it? Are we done here? Did we get to the other field? And they're like, beep, beep, I'm a sheep.
Okay,
yeah.
You're right.
Woo!
That's something I want to hear once and never again. But your kids want to hear it over and over.
Over
and over and over and over.
I've never heard this song because my kids are getting older. But thank you, Cullen, for introducing me to Beep Beep, I'm a Sheep.
Are there kids' songs that are more annoying than that? Did you like Baby Shark the first time that
Hell
you heard it?
No.
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 This
I don't want any suggestions.
At
I
least
don't want to play any of these songs.
If you told me that was like Dylan Francis, I'd be like, okay, all right. Okay.
No,
I can feel that a little bit. No.
It's Beep Beep, I'm a Sheep.
Does it have an artist? Is it from a show?
Yeah.
Is it just some group of people that sang a song?
Little Deuce Deuce or something? I don't know. Beep,
deuce
beep,
deuce.
Beep, I'm a sheep, Riggs. Like
okay.
I said, if I had to suffer, so do you.
This is terrible. Because you're making me listen to it again.
No,
like
I'm
if I could listen to it on my own, it'd be one thing. But
we're never talking about this song again. Do
Thank
you hear
you.
Me?
Thank
I
you.
Had to get it out. I had to vent to you. We're never discussing again.
Thank you.
Beep, beep, I'm a sheep.
If somebody wants to call with a more annoying song, it's 414-799-1037. But I think that may take the cake.
I think that was enough to end the week, Riggs.
Yes, thank you, Allie. Are you going to play it again?
If you want me to, because I said if I have to suffer, you're all going to suffer with me. My
God.
Kid and a friend of his, I was carting them from one baseball field to the other. They're 7. And I got the request, can you play Beep Beep, I'm a Sheep?
Oh,
and I
Jesus.
Said, what the hell is this Beep Beep, I'm a Sheep? And now I can't unhear it, Riggs.
It kind of slaps.
It's in my head.
But, like any kid songs, they get annoying.
It's like any annoying Baby Shark. I'm a sheep. Beep, beep, I'm a sheep.
We got Shauna on the phone this morning. Shauna, good morning.
Shauna,
good morning,
girlfriend. How
Apparently,
you doing?
Her car is lit wherever she's driving this morning.
Oh, your kids like that song?
My kids are in love with that. My daughter listens to it for like 2 weeks straight.
How long has this song been around?
I've never even heard of this.
Has it been around for a while?
I have no idea. How long has this song been around?
Asking your kids.
Oh, 2017.
Okay.
I'm on years? YouTube right now playing it.
How many streams does that video have? Does it say right there? How many millions?
It has 800,000 likes and 15,000 dislikes. It would make it 15,001 dislikes.
15,001 dislikes.
Gave it the dislike. where do I see views? Oh, 43 million.
43 million views?
Oh, God. 43 million views for this piece of whatever it is.
Audio horror?
I'm a sheep. Beep, beep, I'm a sheep.
Now, do your kids do the dance to this? Because it sounds like there's some sort of dance routine to it. Or no? They just like the song.
No.
Okay, good.
Are you asking me or her?
Her.
Oh.
Shauna.
Shauna.
Yeah.
Do they have a dance routine to it?
It sounds like there's a dance to it. Like, how do you beep beep like a sheep? You point your hands up, point your hands down. Isn't that the way it goes?
Does some kind of a hand motion. I have no idea.
No, there's a whole dance, but she's not listening either. Here comes Riggs.
Yeah.
I'm
wondering, how exactly does one beep beep like a sheep?
Oh, how?
Here we go.
Take it away, Gabe.
Throw your hands up, then point them to
Throw your hands
the
up, point them down.
Kids, what to do now? Get down.
Gets out on all fours.
Oh, we're telling kids to get on fours? Bounce around.
Bounce around.
Go crazy now, and beep beep like a sheep.
Go crazy and beep beep like a sheep.
Riggs, there's a drawing because it's YouTube, but there's like a video. You literally get on all fours like a sheep and then you bounce. That's the dance. It's hitting me now watching it. Hell no. We are not doing this, moms. We are not. We are not doing this if there's nothing in it for us.
Well, I know what to play
if
to annoy
them.
If
I'm getting on all fours, I better be getting something out of
right?
it.
Right? Amen. Well, thank you for calling, Sean. I'm glad we could hype up the car this morning with Beep, Beep, I'm a Sheep.
Beep, Beep,
I'm a Sheep. Beep, Beep, I'm a Sheep. Thanks for calling.
Ugh.
It's 103.7
Kissin'.
Thank you. Thank you.
Riggs and Out. Riggs and Out. Weekday mornings. And always on demand with the Odyssey app or at 1037kissfm.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.